One day, while Lord Ram was seated upon the royal throne, Sumantra informed him that some rishis headed by Chabana had come to see him. The sages were then escorted in, bearing gifts of fruit and water collected from holy places. After worshipping the rishis, Ram inquired as to the purpose of their visit, assuring them that he was prepared to execute their command. Chabana Muni replied, "My dear Lord Ram, in Satya Yuga, there was a most pious daitya named Madhu, the son of Loka. Being very pleased with Madhu, Lord Shiva awarded him an invincible lance. Madhu then requested that all his descendants might also possess this lance, but Rudra explained that this was not possible. However, Lord Shiva at last agreed that the lance could be transferred to Madhu's son. Thus, at the time of his death, the Daitya handed over the weapon to his son, Lavanasura. O Ram, this offspring of Madhu is now residing at Madhuvan. Because he has become very formidable, he is greatly oppressing the rishis. My dear Lord, you have already destroyed Ravana and his followers. Now we beg you to please save us from the hands of Lavanasura. My dear rishis, please give up all anxiety, for I shall certainly kill this Rakshasa. My dear three brothers, shall I kill this demon myself, or shall I allot the task to Bharata or Shatrughna?" Bharata then expressed his eagerness to slay the demon. However, Shatrughna pleaded, "Oh, my dear Ram, during your exile, Bharata had to suffer so greatly. Therefore, please grant me permission to destroy this Lavanasura." "Yes, Shatrughna, let it be so. Indeed, I shall crown you at once as king of Madhuvan." But upon hearing this, Shatrughna felt most ashamed and protested, "O Lord, it is not proper to install one's younger brother as king in the presence of his elder brother. However, your words can never go in vain, so I must carry out your order. I now realize it was wrong to protest Bharata's request. It is unrighteous for a younger brother to oppose his elder brother's wishes. I must have been prompted to do so by my evil stars." Ram was pleased to hear Shatrughna speak like this, and so he asked Lakshman and Bharat to arrange for the coronation of their brother at once. And thereafter, when Shatrughna was crowned as king of Madhuvan, he shone like the radiant sun. The rishis, headed by Chabana, were fully assured by all of this. Ram then said, "My dear Shatrughna, it is Lavanasura's habit to keep his lance inside his house when he goes out to collect food. It is only when he is challenged to fight that he takes up his invincible weapon. Therefore, you must confront the demon when he is outside. And when you do this, block his entrance so that he may not go into his house. Take with you 4,000 horse soldiers, 2,000 chariot warriors, and 1,000 infantry. Let merchants also accompany you along with their wares, and bring actors and dancers. Likewise, take 1,000,000 gold coins to pay the soldiers' salaries. Proceed in a way that will disguise your motive, for only by intercepting Lavanasura and making him unaware and unarmed will you be able to emerge victorious." Shatrughna first dispatched his army, and then 1 month later, he set out. After passing 2 nights on the way, Shatrughna reached the ashram of Valmiki during the third day. Shatrughna explained to Valmiki how he had been dispatched on the mission by the order of Lord Ram, and the Rishi extended his hospitality to him. That evening, as Shatrughna remained at Valmiki's ashram, Sita gave birth to twin sons at midnight. Receiving the news from his disciples, Valmiki performed the birth rituals with kusha grass in order to ward off ghosts and rakshasas. Valmiki then directed some elderly people to rub the body of the firstborn child with the ends of kusha grass and the younger twin with the lower end of the kusha grass. Thus, the elder boy became known as Kusha, and the younger boy was known as Love, or Lower End. Shatrughna overheard the news and was very happy to know that twin boys were born to Ram and Sita. And in the morning, Shatrughna set out, and after journeying for 7 days, arrived at the ashram of Chavanamuni on the banks of the Yamuna River. That evening, as they were sitting at ease, Shatrughna inquired from Chavanamuni about the prowess of Lavanasura. O Prince Shatrughna, there was formerly a very powerful king in the dynasty of Ikshvaku, whose name was Mandata. This king was so ambitious that he made preparations for conquering the entire three worlds. And as a consequence, even the demigods became afraid of him. Indra then approached Mandata and suggested, O king, you should first of all subjugate the entire earth before even thinking of conquering heaven. With great surprise, Mandata inquired, O Indradev, where is that person on earth who has not come under my subjugation? In reply, Indra pointed out that it was Lavanasura, the son of Madhu, who was residing at Madhuvan. Hearing this, Mandata angrily set out with his army. First, the king sent forth his envoy, but when the envoy arrived at Madhuvan, Lavanasura ate him up. In great rage, King Mandata challenged Lavanasura, who thus came out of the city, wielding his terrible lance. Within an instant, the invincible weapon destroyed King Mandata, and then returned to the hands of its owner. So therefore, my dear Shatrughna, you must be sure to challenge this demon when he is away from his home, searching for food. The next morning, Lavanasura went to the forest to hunt for animals. In his absence, Shatrughna crossed the river Yamuna and then besieged the city of Madhuvan. At noon, when Lavanasura returned home bearing heaps of dead animals, he saw Shatrughna standing at the gates of the city. Lavanasura simply laughed with derision. You fool! Regardless of your audacity, all your weapons shall be of no avail. Indeed, it is my great fortune that you have arrived at my mealtime. Yes, I am the younger brother of Lord Ram and Bharata, and my name is Shatrughna. I have come here to slay you as a just reward for all your wicked deeds. Even though Ram killed Ravana, the brother of my aunt, Shurpanakha, I merely excused him out of contempt, for I did not consider Ram worthy of my challenge. A fierce duel then ensued between the two warriors. Lavanasura suddenly struck Shatrughna over the head with a large tree, causing him to fall unconscious to the ground. Thinking his adversary to be slain, Lavanasur picked up his animal carcasses and entered his city. However, within a moment, Shatrughna came to his senses. Standing up, he fixed a supremely powerful arrow upon his bowstring. Indeed, even the demigods were struck with fear upon seeing the terrible arrow, and they quickly sought the shelter of Lord Brahma. Oh, my dear celestials, with this arrow, Lord Vishnu formerly killed the two demons, Madhu and Kaitava, in his form as Hayagriva. Lord Ram has given this arrow to Shatrughna, knowing very well that it would be put to good use at this time. So you should all go and witness with your own eyes the death of this great demon, Lavanasura. Shatrughna then released that wonderful arrow, and after soaring magnificently through the air, it pierced the heart of Lavanasura, making him fall to the ground dead. The victorious Shatrughna shone like the sun, and the demigods praised him for his wonderful achievement.